Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're headed to the small community of Hope, 15 miles off the Seward Highway on Turnagain Arm.
My name is Susan Anderson, and I'm the library director in Hope. I've started this library in 1985. We're small, and we're very close, and everybody works together. I think there's probably a little less than 200 people that live here full-time. We're on Turnagain Arm, so it's just lovely. We have tidal action coming in. We can see whales from here. And seals. Occasionally when we have the fish coming in, we have a salmon stream running the length of the valley here in Hope, and we get pinks and silvers and dog salmon, and we get some Dolly Varden trout. So we have wildlife, and it's just gorgeous. Everybody just joins a group and does whatever they like to do. It could be cross-country skiing, or it could be crafting, or it could be church, or it could be just a number of things. But we have quite a few groups in the community that offer a lot of things to do. There is a school. We when I first came here, I think it was in the 70s, it had been closed for, probably about 8 years from lack of students. It was probably less than 8 at that time. And so I believe, they had to borrow a child from Anchorage for a year to reopen the school. We have a store, and we have a gas station. We have a church, and we have a retreat center, a Methodist retreat center that can be rented for people to come stay. We do have one dinner house by reservation only that stays open through the winter. I know there's a lot of people that go through and they say to me, I've lived in Alaska 30 or 40 years and I've never been down this road. But once they do, they come back again and again. And it's very telling that so many people do that.
That was Susan Anderson, who started the library in Hope. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ed Schoenfeld, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Daisha Eaton.